the sellers of these, they're using the established sales platforms like Done Deal or The Dealer or whatever, as opposed to could be using like a Facebook as well. You know, if they agree to meet normally in a car park that has no CCTV or close to the border. That seems to be the trend. And they'll hand you out a proper phone, iPhone 5, for example, in this case. You look at it, examine it, everything looks grand. And then you'll be told there's a box available and all the accessories, the charger, the earphones, all that. And as you can see from the packaging, it's packaged perfectly. But that's where the switch takes place, and you're given a dud phone.
And now you've got one of the dud phones here. They do look like the real thing.
Yeah, and you're an expert. You had a good look, and you were satisfied. I suppose when you look closer, then the on-off switch is a bit different. The flash on the camera at the back is basically just a sticker. It's not a diode as such. The symmetry of the phone, you know, the lines of the phone, and Apple products are normally very finely crafted, is a bit off.
And have many people been caught by this scam?
We had a good few in the run-up to Christmas. It wasn't just iPhones, it was right across the electronic spectrum, tablets, you know, different devices, cameras, that sort of thing.
And do Garda know who's behind this scam?
We're currently investigating what we need, and the nature of the appeal is we need to know who has got caught, where they've got caught, the salient details to build the cases. I'm sure there are people out there who haven't come forward.
So if you have been caught by this scam, come forward to the
Guardian. Forward, report it, because you have no comeback anyway, but it might help, you know, to apprehend, because different people have different skills in maybe describing people, describing vehicles. There seems to be a number of different cars and vans being used. There seems to be, the transactions seem to be done by a male in their sort of late 20s, mid 30s. In some cases, there's been a young person with them in the car or van. And in a lot of cases, it's been done in the Lifford area along the border. And the reason that is because if a Garda patrol appears or whatever, they can move across into another policing jurisdiction. And it's happening in the north of Ireland as well, and the PSNI are investigating there as well.